Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2016. The time is 10:15 a.m. If you're joining us off-net or online, we're in Alaska's state capitol here in Juneau, room 532. This is the Senate Finance Committee. I am co-chairman Anna McKinnon. With me at the table this morning, Vice Chairman Michicki. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Welcome. Senator Dunleavy.
Good morning.
Welcome. We should be joined by Co-Chairman Kelly shortly, and Senator Hoffman and Senator Olson are at others away from the building on other state business. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing none, on today's agenda is SB 91, the Omnibus Crime Law Procedure and Correction Bill. Senator Michicki, if I could have a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 91, Finance, version 29-LS0541/Y, before the committee as a working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion and invite Jordan Schilling and Aaron Schein to the microphones. For those of you at home, all of the documents that are referred to today are available on the Senate Finance Committee website. Ms. Schein.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Aaron Schein. I'm staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. The version before you, version Y, incorporates a few technical changes as well as some additions that I'll highlight from the previous version, version F, that we had before the committee a few days ago. If you can turn to page 22, starting on line 16, going through page.
Senator, if you could pause for 1 second, let the committee get to page 22. You're more prepared. We can't flip quite that fast. Is everybody ready? Ms. Schein, please continue.
Section 39 on page 22, starting on line 16, incorporates Amendment F.1 that we had accepted when we did the amendment process a few days ago. And this is for the arrest statutes. The next page, if you can turn to page 47. On line 28 on page 47 in section 75, it was a mistake that we are correcting. In the previous version, it had said 1 to 4, and it should be 1 to 3. So we corrected that. The next change is on page 72. On line 31, the citation references in statute were incorrect in the previous version. They were for assault statutes, and they should be for sexual assault statutes. This was pointed out to us by Lori Morton.
So Executive Director of CDVSA.
Yes. The next change is on page 90. On page 90, we inserted a new section. This is new language to the committee. Section 144, lines 23 through 30. Madam Chair, this language allows the for the collection of the marijuana tax to use 50% of that to be diverted to be used for recidivism reduction programs. In Senate Bill 64, a few years back, we set up the Recidivism Reduction Fund, and this would allow the legislature to appropriate up to 50% of the tax collected from marijuana sales to be used for programs for the Department of Corrections, Department of Health and Social Services, and the Department of Public Safety.
Are there questions? This is the first time that this has been out in the general public on Section 144, page 90, SB 91, version Y. Is there questions from committee members? Ms. Schein, is this a similar treatment to alcohol receipts?
Madam Chair, that is correct. The language was mirrored after what we do with alcohol.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, Ms. Schein.
Your next page is page 92. Starting on page 92, line 27, this is new language to the committee. This is directing the Criminal Justice Commission to appoint a working group to review and analyze sexual offense statutes and report to the legislature if there are circumstances under which victims' rights, public safety, and the rehabilitation of offenders are better served by changing existing laws. It also goes on to direct them to use doesn't have to be commission members that are part of the working group, and that they should get a variety of perspectives while they deliberate that topic. It also inserts another subsection under the duties of the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission, and you can find that on page 93, line 3. Subsection 5 is to explore the possibility of entering into mutually agreeable arrangements with regional nonprofit organizations, including tribes and tribal organizations, to provide the pretrial, probation, and parole services needed in underserved areas of the state.
Any further changes?
Madam Chair, there are quite a few other technical and conforming changes that we directed the legislative legal drafters to make, and a lot of them were spaces, and I don't have those highlighted. The one thing I will note, though, is in the previous version, version F, we had a lot of effective dates that were not correct, and we worked with legislative legal as well as a lot of the departments that these affect, some of the policies and the effective dates, to try to work with them, and I believe that they are correct now in this version.
Thank you, Ms. Shine. I will remove my objection to the adoption of version Y. Is there continued objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 91 Finance, version Y, before the committee. Ms. Shine, before you leave, The fiscal note is going to change significantly, and it's going to change twofold. One is because we've worked with the administration to identify some investment funds from the proposed marijuana tax receipts, and they've done their best guess at understanding what might be available to the state of Alaska for reinvestment dollars to help folks with substance abuse and to help reduce recidivism. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
And that is why we went and split the money out in a proposed amendment that was just adopted before the committee. Mm-hmm. The final thing, Ms. Shine, some of the ways that the effective dates were used, we worked with the department to move those so that we could actually start implementing some program when we saw the more substantial savings than prior to that. Is that a true statement?
Madam Chair, I believe that's correct. I think one example would be the pretrial services. I believe that we've moved the effective date to fiscal year 18, and that would delay the implementation of that, and it would give time for the Department of Correction to stand up a program that would work.
Thank you, Ms. Shine. Mr. Schilling, if you could introduce yourself for the record and let us know if the sponsor is okay, is neutral, is supportive of the changes that Senate Finance has proposed in the CS.
And for the record, Jordan Schilling, staff to Senator Coghill. This committee has done a lot of good work in taking feedback from the Office of Victims' Rights and other groups. I think the sponsor is very supportive of the work this committee's done. And we look forward to continue working with you as the bill moves through the process. Thank you.
Are there questions from committee members? So I would like this bill to rest, again, so that we can have all eyes on it to make sure we've got everything right. And it would be my intention, with the support of the committee, to move this bill from committee at 5 o'clock this evening as our first action, but to allow as much time as possible for all eyes on the new version. Is that acceptable to the committee? Thank you, Ms. Shine, Mr. Schilling. If I could have some quick responses from first, I'll go to Department of Law. Mr. Skidmore, I see that you're online.
Good morning, Madam Chair. This is John Skidmore, yes.
Mr. Skidmore, it's my understanding that we have that you have seen this CS. We tried to distribute it when we got it to committee members last night. Have you had a chance to review it, and does the Department of Law see any concerns that the committee needs to address, and will you continue that review through the day?
Madam Chair, I have had an opportunity to review the CS. I haven't been able to go through it with a fine-tooth comb yet. It's the effective dates that we have not finished our review of, but we are in the process of doing that. We expect to do that through the next several days. The amendments that your staff, Ms. Shine, spoke of this morning on the record, I have reviewed those. The Department of Law sees no issues with any of those amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Skidmore. Are there questions from committee members? If I could invite Commissioner Williams. I'm just running through, if you know something that's in the bill, we just want to know about it now so that we can address. I'm just trying to get people on the record so that we know that the public has confidence that we're working with everyone. Commissioner Williams, have you had an opportunity to look at the CS, and is there anything that is red flagging you? I know that we will have a conversation a little bit about fiscal notes because those have changed significantly, but right now I'm worried about language, effective dates, and whether you are neutral, supportive of the document going forward, or if there's any issues that corrections might have in the current form.
For the record, Dean Williams, Commissioner Designee for the Department of Corrections, we've looked at the new CS, worked with closely with your office as well as the other departments. We're very much in favor of the community substitute, and no, it looks good to us.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions from committee members? Thank you, Commissioner. Senator Dunleavy.
Well, thank you, Chair. I do have a statement or two to make before we leave 91.
Yes, absolutely. If I could ask Quinlan Steiner, Public Defenders.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Quinlan Steiner. I'm the Public Defender for the State of Alaska. We've begun review of the bill. We don't see anything at this point that's a red flag, but we'll continue this morning in the early afternoon to complete the review so we can report back before the 5 o'clock meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. Just trying to make sure that that the public has confidence that we are having all eyes take a look at this. Thank you.
Thank
Questions
you.
From committee members? Lori Morton, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Sorry to put everybody on the spot.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Laurie Morton. I'm the director of the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. I did review the draft that was sent out to us last night and appreciate the change that was made to the correct sexual assault statute and did not see anything else that caused concern.
Ms. Morton, thank you so much. We appreciate you catching that portion of the title that was not included in the previous version. That's why it's all eyes on SB 91 right now. Thank you. Nancy Mead, Courts. Ms. Mead, if you could identify yourself for the record, and you've got the question.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. My name is Nancy Mead, General Counsel for the Alaska Court System, and I just received the CS as well. We'll continue to look at it through the day. I have no objection. The court system remains neutral on the bill with the amendments, and I do want to say I'm appreciative of the work with the effective dates so that it's something that we can implement appropriately.
Thank you, Ms. Mead. Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, Brenda Stanfeld from the Commission. And I don't know if you actually got the CS or not. I know that I had directed my staff to get it out to the agencies as quickly as possible when we received it. Your name for the record, any comments?
Brenda Stanfield for the record and Commissioner from the Criminal Justice Commission. I just have the CS now, and I will absolutely take a look at it today. I have a lot of faith in Lori Morton's review. She does a very thorough job, and we'll look at it as a commission member and definitely will feedback to the you if there's anything I see, but in the first glance, it looked like you had it all.
We keep finding little things, though, don't we? Effective dates and statutes being quoted appropriately. Thank you for your participation on the commission as well as all you do in our community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Is there any agency that I've failed to ask? I don't think I asked someone from Health and Human Services. Mr. Piper, did you want to comment?
Good morning. For the record, this is Tony Piper, the ASAP program manager, and we are still continuing to look through the CS, and we will be prepared. So far, I haven't seen anything. We will be prepared for the 5 o'clock meeting today.
Thank you, Mr. Piper. And again, it will just come up and move out if I don't hear from somebody in between. So it's not a conversation piece, per se, at the 5 o'clock meeting. It will be purely to bring it up and move it out. Sean O'Brien, Public Assistance Division Director.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is Sean O'Brien, Director of Division of Public Assistance. And upon initial review, it looks good, and we have no objections. Thank you for allowing us to weigh in.
Thank you. Jeff Edwards, Parole Board.
Good morning, committee members. I haven't had a chance to dig into it too much, but we do support and acknowledge the work the committee is doing, and I have no further comments regarding the amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Randall Burns, Behavioral Health, Department of Health and Social Services, Emergency Services Specialist. Mr. Burns.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. At this point in time, we're still looking at the bill as well. We'll inform your committee if we find any. We do have one question about the procurement language, and we'll be talking to the sponsor about that. But I think otherwise, we're very pleased with all of the work and attention of the committee.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Machicki, are we ready to walk through the fiscal notes?
Yes, Madam Chair. The first fiscal note is OMB component number 43, Department of Administration. The appropriation is Legal and Advocacy Services, and the allocation is Office of Public Advocacy. Madam Chair, this is a zero fiscal note with no capital. The second fiscal note is OMB component number 1631, Department of Administration, Legal and Advocacy Services, Public Defender Agency is the allocation. This is a zero fiscal note, also with no capital costs. The third fiscal note, Department of Administration, motor vehicle allocation, and the OMB component number is 2348. This is a zero fiscal note, and Madam Chair, the reason for the fiscal note at all is if enacted, Senate Bill 91 will authorize DMV to restore an administratively revoked driver's license and the privilege to drive, or privilege to obtain a license under certain circumstances and terminate a revocation of a driver's license for eligible individuals and issue a limited license. The department sees that they can manage that with no cost to the department. That's a zero fiscal note with no capital. The next is OMB component number 1381, Department of Corrections. The appropriation is population management. The allocation is institution director's office. This is the fiscal note that demonstrates the savings of Senate Bill associated with Senate Bill 91. Shows a savings to the general fund in FY17 of $4,543,000 FY18, $16.4 million. FY19, $26.7 million. FY20, $24.4 million. FY21, $21.9 million. And FY22, $19.3 million. And Madam Chair, I'm just going to run through the population reductions that are assumed in this fiscal note. FY17 by 300, FY18 by 786, FY19 by 678 inmates, FY20 by 151, FY21 by 161, and FY22 a population decrease of 176. I'm sorry, I want to correct the last 3 years, Madam Chair. FY17, 18, 19 shows a reduced population. FY22, an increased population by 151. FY21, an increased population by 161. And FY22, an increased population by 176, which is why the last 3 years show a decrease in the savings, Madam Chair.
Senator Machikian, those are reoccurring numbers in the population, so it's 300 plus 786, and then 300 plus 786 plus 678 for total reductions in population based on the bill that's before us. And then as the population has aged and we reach a plateau, then there's a projection of increase in population that the decrease from our actions will have been worked through the system. Is that accurate, as you understand it?
That is accurate, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Machikian.
Next fiscal note is OMB component number 2826, Department of Corrections. The appropriation is population management, and the allocation is statewide probation and parole. This is a zero fiscal note with no capital. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 2974, Department of Corrections. The appropriation is health and rehabilitation services, and the allocation is substance abuse treatment program. This shows an appropriation request of $500,000 in FY17 and a $1 million appropriation request from FY18 through FY22. This is paid through the Recidivism Reduction Fund, Madam Chair, that you talked about in Section 144 in the bill, and there is zero capital.
Senator Jean Levy.
Sure. Can I just make a brief statement on this fiscal note?
Certainly.
Previously to me, I was talking to the folks in the gallery related to the bill, one of those different parties, and I had mentioned to them, I brought up an issue yesterday about federal monies coming to Alaska to deal with some of these issues. And I asked them to take a real close look at where those monies are coming in to, what programs they're coming in for, and who could possibly qualify for some of that money under this bill. It was a positive conversation. The folks said that they will take a look at that. But I just want to put on the record that oftentimes what will happen is we will put a bill together like this using operating money, while at the same time there are initiatives happening in D.C. To help us. And the same thing is happening in education with the reauthorization of ESSA. And for all of us and for the groups involved in this, I would not get our nose so close to the bill that we don't see what else is happening, so we can again capture potentially some of those initiatives, some of that money, so we're not duplicating services, so we're not bumping into each other, so we kind of have a seamless, cohesive program moving forward. I think it could save us some money, state operating money, but at the same time, if we're going to be getting that federal money, if it's coming here anyway, kind of corral it if possible to see how it could actually support some of these initiatives that are happening. So I just want to put that on the record because I think we run the risk if we don't know that's happening and don't pay attention to it and don't really try and corral that money, you'll have two different types of programs occurring at once that may be impacting some one individual or one constituent group that could get better service.
Thank you for those comments, Senator Dunleavy. One of the reasons that we included the group that we did on looking at some of these items are that we do see opportunities between the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Corrections, the Department of Law to try to access some of those funds and some solutions to some challenges that this state faces in incarceration and prison population. So I think that's well said. Senator Machikian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 2244, Department of Corrections. The appropriation is population management and the allocation is community residential centers. This demonstrates an increase of $500,000 in FY17, which increases from FY18 to FY22 to $1 million. This is also covered through the cannabis marijuana taxes, as you said, in the recidivism reduction fund. And Madam Chair, the reason for this change is it requires the department to implement quality assurance measures, treatment standards, implement a process to assess the offender's risk of recidivating to include limiting the mixing of low and high risk prisoners. It requires an increase of $1 million total, with the initial $500,000 being requested in FY17 and an additional $500,000 in 18. And these are all going toward contract increases based on current programming costs within the department. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 695, Madam Chair. Department of Corrections, the appropriation is population management, the allocation is parole board. This appropriation request is $775,900 in FY17, which decreases from FY18 through 22 to 700.9, and the difference is some stand-up costs of $75,000 in FY17. There is no capital, but this is the hiring of 5 full-time positions, Madam Chair. This is a general fund cost of $775.9 in FY17 and $700.9 in the out years from FY18 to 22. Next fiscal note does not have a component number with it. I think this is the one we struggled with the other day. Madam Chair, brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Back on the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next fiscal note does not have a component number, but it will be 3121. It's the Department of Corrections. The appropriation is population management. The allocation is pretrial services. This demonstrates a request for $3,260,000 in FY17. That number increases to $10,187,000 from FY18 through FY22. And this requests 29 positions in FY17 and FY18. From FY19 out through FY22, the increase in positions is indeterminate, Madam Chair.
Brief at ease.
Madam Chair, we think from FY19 through 22 there will be some adjustments in headcount here, and it's just something that we need to keep in mind as this bill works through the system. I don't know if you want to follow up on that somewhat, but the indeterminate is truly indeterminate at this time.
Senator Machicki, we are proposing in the fiscal note the funds that would be available, but we expect there to be a shift in either training or changing out personnel. But we do not support an addition of, as the previous fiscal note had it, of 130 new FTEs for the state of Alaska. So we anticipate that the commission and the department will come back to the legislature next year to provide us a plan with how they're utilizing that $10 million. Is that fair? Senator Machicki, please continue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next fiscal note is for OMB component number 3099, Department of Health and Social Services. The appropriation is behavioral health, and the allocation is behavioral health treatment and recovery grants. The request for FY17 is $1 million. That increases to $2 million for FY18, and then for the out years from FY19 through FY22 is $1.625 million. Madam Chair, this is also funded through the Recidivism Reduction Fund. However, on page 2 of this document, it says for grants benefits that $1 million of funding is a 50-50 GF and 50-50 between the GF and the Recidivism Reduction Fund. So this fiscal note requires a correction, Madam Chair.
Three for these. On the record, Diane, if you could identify yourself for the record,
Good morning. Your affiliation,
and then help us with the fiscal note.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair. Diane Casto, Behavioral Health Policy Advisor for the Department of Health and Social Services, 4 days on the new job, so just giving that little heads up. So, yes, we already noticed that there was that error in that fiscal note. I've made a note of that. We will make that change. We had numerous changes yesterday going back and forth, so that will be 100% out of the Recidivism Reduction Fund.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Thank you, Diane. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I may, if you want to get through these, I'm going to move through sort of quickly, if that's okay with you.
Get them out there for the public. Thank you.
The next fiscal note is OMB component number 305, Department of Health and Social Services. The appropriation is behavioral health, and the allocation is the ASAP, Alcohol Safety Action Program. This is a $30,000 fiscal note in the first year for retooling and retraining in FY17, and then it moves on the out years to $29,000 from FY18 through FY22. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 2660. This is Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid Services, Behavioral Health Medicaid Services. This has no appropriation request for FY17 and FY18. However, it begins at $1.5 million from FY19 through FY22. This is a grant. Reentry centers will bill Medicaid beginning in FY19 for Medicaid billable referral and case management services to expand access to treatment and support services. This is a 75% federal and 25% general fund match in FY19 and beyond.
Senator Machicki, that's another error. It looks like it's federal. It's the 1246 recidivism reduction receipts. So if we could get an amendment coming on that. That would be the Department of Health. I'm trying to look. Diane, are you still there? Is that another amendment, a correction?
Again, Diane Castle for the record, DHSS. That bill is the federal receipts are correct. That will be the federal Medicaid match. The 375, which is identified in the Recidivism Reduction Fund, will be the GF portion, and then the remainder will be federal dollars in federal Medicaid dollars for services that will be provided.
The funds are coming from the Recidivism Fund, not
the 375.
No, the first 75 is coming from the federal government. Is that accurate?
The first 75 is coming from the 1,002 federal receipts. The match from the state is from the 1246 recidivism.
Correct.
Reduction fund.
I just don't want anyone confused that we're taking direct GF. We're taking GF from the fund.
Correct.
That is to reduce recidivism. And
yes.
So if the fiscal notes could reflect that, I don't want confusion for the general public that we're spending GF that is currently on the books where we're trying to drive down GF spending for the state of Alaska. And this is new revenue coming in that we're dedicating to rehabilitate those that may have substance abuse problems or
correct.
May be prone to going back into our prison system.
Correct, Madam Chair. So it's correct on the front page. We just will change it on the back. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 2134, Department of Health and Social Services. Appropriation is juvenile justice, and the allocation is probation services. Madam Chair, this is a zero fiscal note with no capital dollars. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 2202, Department of Law. The appropriation is the criminal division, and the allocation is criminal justice litigation. This is a zero fiscal note with no capital dollars. Next is OMB component number 2325, Department of Public Safety. The appropriation is the Alaska State Troopers, and the allocation is the detachments. Madam Chair, the Division of the Alaska State Troopers does not initially foresee any direct fiscal impact from this legislation. Thereby, this is a zero fiscal note. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 521, Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, which is the same allocation. The request is for an FY17 appropriation for $1 million, which increases to $2 million on the out years from FY18 through FY22. There is no capital or change in position count. The next fiscal note is OMB component number 768. The department is judiciary. The appropriation is the Alaska court system, and the allocation is trial courts. This is a zero fiscal note from FY17 on out through FY22 with no capital cost. And Madam Chair, the final fiscal note is OMB component number 771. The department is judiciary, the appropriation is judicial counsel, and the allocation is the same. Total operating for year one is the appropriation request of $67,900, which is added to the governor's request for $193,800. That number is identical to the $261,700 from FY18 through FY22. This includes a position count of one full-time and one part-time position, Madam Chair.
Questions from committee members? Senator Machicki, could you give a brief high level? We have a spreadsheet that we'll make available online that calculates the impact of how all of the previously discussed fiscal notes interact with a total spend for the state of Alaska. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will go to the boxes. If you can notice the department breakdowns, Department of Administration is a zero fiscal note with no FTEs. Department of Corrections, if you include the 5 parole board members and the 29 pretrial positions, is a $492,000 fiscal note in FY17, and then the numbers move on out to a savings, 34 total position counts. I'll try to make this as simple as possible in this short of time, but from FY18 savings is $3.5 million, FY19 is $13.8 million, FY20 is $11.5 million, FY21 is $9.1 million, and FY22 is a $6.4 million savings. From FY18 through FY22 is a savings, Madam Chair. Department of Health and Social Services, zero positions. The behavioral health treatment and recovery costs are $1 million and increased to $2 million FY18. So I'll just give the totals, Madam Chair, just in the interest of time. Health and social services total, no position increases, $1,030,000 increase in FY17. It moves to $2 million in FY18, $3.1 million in FY19 through FY22. Department of Law, no increase in the FTEs and a zero fiscal note. Department of Public Safety, due to the increase in the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, is a $1 million request in FY17. That increases to $2 million from FY18 through FY22 with no increase in the FTEs. Judiciary, primarily due to Judicial Council, is a 1.5 position increase, which asks for $261,700 in an increase from FY17 through FY22.
Senator Dunleavy.
Chair, Madam Chair, would it be possible that sometime today or tomorrow, before this bill goes further, that on fiscal note 521, if somebody could speak to the programs that are listed there, just briefly. You have programs such as, we talked briefly about it, I think, yesterday or the day before. You have programs such as Green Dot, et cetera. I just wonder if somebody could just take a couple minutes and just run through those programs. That's all.
Senator Dunleavy, they can, but we wouldn't be able to move the bill tonight. So someone come to your office, or do you want it done on the record? If you want it done on the record, we absolutely...
You know, maybe what I'll do is have my staff do some research, and if there's some issues, I'll bring them to your attention.
Ms. Morton, if you could work with Senator Dunleavy's office to make sure that they understand the programs listed on the council's website. I know there was a question before about the scientific data used to evaluate the programs.
Excuse me, Chair. It's that, and why are we adopting these particular programs? Why does the member in charge believe that these programs deserve to be in the bill and for the funding dedicated to them?
That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Senator Michicki, anything else to add for the fiscal note?
Madam Chair, I'm going to drop the fund sources because we talked about the recidivism reduction fund, so I'm going to leave the blue boxes out other than the capital on the second blue box, which is a $1.5 million investment on the MIS, the Corrections Information Technology System. And then I'll drop down to the bottom. The previous fiscal note spreadsheet that we had demonstrated some pretty substantial cost increases. This current, with the work you've done and the departments have done with you, demonstrates a savings. And instead of reading the numbers, Madam Chair, I really want to read just the box with the averted inmates exceeding current capacity. We believe that this is going to reduce the amount of folks that we have in our correction system, Madam Chair, without compromising public safety. And really what we don't have quantified here is the reduction in state costs if we didn't move in this direction and were to construct a new prison for $150 million plus the operating costs. So I appreciate your work on this, and we're sort of out of time, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Michicki. I would ask the departments to relook at your fiscal notes. Some of the areas don't show that you're going to have regulation change that it looks like you probably will. The other thing that's missing, while it's noted on the spreadsheet for the people of Alaska, one of the fiscal notes should contain the updated capital request just in the bottom. I know that we talked about that. That was a request I made of you. But the fiscal note, I believe, still should reflect that you will have to ask the state of Alaska for that $1.5 million. I believe under corrections, one of the correction fiscal notes should have that on it. Anything else to come before the committee? I'm being told that we have that note. It's just not copied yet, so it's us. With that, we wanted to make sure the public had the information, so we'll keep it on the table until 5 o'clock and hopefully come back and are able to move it out of committee at that time, and we are receiving that fiscal note for the 1500 capital request now. We're adjourned, and 1 o'clock is canceled, and we'll be back at 5. We're adjourned.